Dan Celian.
I want to be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Your personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
But I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celian.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. It's great to be here. Sure appreciate all of you being with us. Hey, it's Friday. It's Rapid Fire Friday. Rapid Fire Friday, well, we rapidly fire through our questions. Or we try to. But we've done a great job so far this morning. So we ask you to kind of be pithy, get right to your question, to your comment. We'll try to do the same when we answer, and we'll keep on moving through for another 2 hours. Now, we do have an ag report coming up, very important, so we'll get that ag report, and then we'll get right to calls for the next hour and 45 minutes. So keep queuing your call up. We've got one line open right now, so you'll get right in, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. I want to call your attention to a couple of things that I mentioned earlier, and I just got a, it's interesting, I just got a comment on Facebook from Roblin, who said, CC, a new Christian Community Credit Union, CCCU Credit Union, CD paying 4%. Love this credit union. All of FISM partners should have an account with them. That is true. You all should. I don't think you all do, but you need to. I was also talking to somebody at the retreat that just got a 15-year mortgage. Somebody else that I was talking to looking at a 10-year mortgage at a very good rate with CCCU. But they have a 4%. Remember I used to tell you about the 4% CD, but it was only for $2,500. Now they have a CD, 4% CD, for new members, 4% CD for $10,000. Look, it's a no-brainer, man. You just, if you don't do anything else, you're never going to get a car loan from them, which I've heard so many good things about. You're never going to get a car loan from them. You're never going to get a mortgage. You're not going to refi. You're not going to do, you don't need, you're not building an addition onto your church. You're not looking for church finance. And let me tell you, I will say this, if you're a pastor, nobody understands church financing better than them. It's one of the reasons they started 65 years ago was to help the church. And they were started by four Baptist pastors to help do the work of the kingdom. And they still have that same mindset. They're amazing. But they understand, you know, you go to a bank to build an addition on your church, and the bank says, wait a minute, you're telling me that you're hoping that people will give this much money over the next year and you're going to pay it off? I mean, that's your source of income? Yeah. I mean, some of them don't even get it. Christian Community Credit Union has a whole department committed to just church and ministry financing. We were looking to buy a building a year ago, 2 years ago, and we went to them. And they were gonna give us the money on a temp. It was a short term loan, but we decided not to do it. But nonetheless, it is great. We don't have any debt. We just couldn't bring myself to doing it, even though it was very short term. But anyway, good stuff. 4% CD. You need to check it out. Just go to the website financialissues.org. Click on the button. If you're not a partner to the ministry, I hope you'll pray about it, folks. Think about it. We know it's going to be a benefit to you, and we sure hope that you'll come alongside us to keep this ministry growing. You know, between preborn and, you know, I was talking to somebody from First Liberty, and they had emailed me and just thanked us for what we have done for them, because, man, they are doing some unbelievable kingdom work and work for America. And so grateful to be able to help them in preborn, other ministries, Samaritan Ministries, We've got a wonderful biblically world view. It's far bigger than just biblically responsible credit union. And we're so grateful that we can bring people that are evenly yoked with one another together. But mostly we're grateful because together we are doing a much greater work for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. We don't care about the kingdom of financial issues here. We just want financial issues to continue to grow a megaphone so we can continue to do kingdom work in so many different ways. And we are so grateful for the ministries that we get to help, like Preborn, saving tens of thousands of babies, tens of thousands. If you've marched for life, if you have prayed for life, and all of those things, you will actually see what your dollars have done in Preborn. And everybody that I know in this ministry that's affiliated with this ministry that has done it can't thank me enough for bringing and opening their eyes to Mission Preborn. Preborn is an amazing ministry. They supply ultrasound machines along with a evangelism program to pregnancy centers. 4,200 young ladies have accepted Christ over the last few years. It is amazing what is going on. And 80% of them that come in for abortions end up choosing life because they see that ultrasound and hear that heartbeat. They give it, and Preborn gives them the ultrasound, and every nickel you give goes to the centers. Every nickel. They have a whole separate set of donors that give for administrative expenses. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. Financialissues.org, you can find out information on all these things. All right. We got our ag report. Here's Craig Haugart. We'll be back right after the break. Craig Haugart, very important ag report. It's more important than...
This is Craig Haugart with your Financial Issues Ag Update for April 25th. The corn market traded lower on plentiful supplies and export concerns. Hope of decent export business is growing dim with big South American crops being harvested. Spring planting has begun with more planters rolling every day here in the United States, and the prevailing wisdom is that very few corn acres will be lost to prevent plant. The weekly ethanol production report showed a week-over-week increase of 32,000 barrels of ethanol per day, while ethanol stocks were unchanged at 22.7 million barrels. As I record this, the overnight spot corn futures are trading a penny lower. The soybean market traded lower in sympathy with wheat and corn markets. Not all oilseeds were weaker, as the canola market traded higher on lower-than-expected canola-planted acreage in Canada. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are trading 2 cents higher. The wheat market fell apart on ample global supplies of wheat and favorable weather conditions around the globe. Prices drew additional pressure from a Stats Canada report that pegged Canadian 2019 wheat seedings at 25.7 million acres, which is a 2 million acre increase in Canadian spring wheat this year. Across the pond, favorable weather conditions for the Black Sea region has traders looking for another bumper crop for Ukraine and Russia. Finally, the market was also pressured by strength in the U.S. dollar. In the overnight trade, Chicago is a penny lower, while Kansas City is unchanged, and Minneapolis is trading 2 cents higher. Cotton continued its retreat to the low end of the trading range as July futures closed down 79 points, settling at 77.12. In the overnight trade, spot futures are trading 26 points higher. Livestock had a split session, with cattle getting beat up while hogs moved higher. Cattle took it on the chin as word came out that beef had been recalled after possible detection of E. coli in a Georgia meatpacking plant. June live cattle were down $2.77.5, while August feeder cattle were $2.97.5 lower. June lean hogs had a stronger day as they closed 40 cents higher for the session. Class 3 milk futures made another incremental gain, with June futures up 3 points as they settled at 16.09. In the overnight trade, spot futures are trading at 16.10. In the cash markets, choice beef boxes were $1.15 lower at $2.32.96, while selects were 98 cents lower, settling at $2.20.28. In hogs, the pork carcass values closed $1.94 lower as they settle at $86.98. This is...
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Now, speaking about men that care about this country deeply, I count myself as one of them. I also count Kelly Shackelford and First Liberty and the whole gang there at First Liberty. What a great work they do, folks. And, you know, I was talking about this earlier. And, Kelly, welcome. Thank you for being a part of the program.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dan.
You know, Kelly, I was talking about this earlier, and I really believe with all my heart that this your organization, First Liberty, your organization that God has allowed you to grow and work with, it is so, so critically important to protecting our religious freedoms. And it's critically important that believers around this country are supporting your work. We need, and I have a sneaky suspicion that we're going to need you a whole lot more in the upcoming months. And we need to make sure, folks, that First Liberty has the resources they need to fight the battles that we need them to fight. And we know that God would want us to be on the battles and on the front lines with First Liberty. So, you know, it's firstliberty.org, folks. I know a lot of you know about it. You've heard me talk about it many times. But I hope that you will support the great work that they're doing. Kelly, there's so many things, I guess, going on. One of the things that we want, that I want to hear is about the update on Bladensburg. If there's anything going on there, I know we're just waiting from your based on your argument to the Supreme Court. What's happening there?
We argued it. For those who don't know, the Bladensburg Cross is a veterans memorial that was put up almost 100 years ago by mothers who lost their sons in World War One and by the American Legion. And, you know, it was owned by the American Legion. And years later, it's right next to D.C., so they built roads around it. And so the government took over the land because they wanted to control the roads. And in the process, they didn't want to disturb the memorial in any way, so they left it there. And then years later, the American Humanists come along and file a lawsuit and say, hey, you can't have this Veterans Memorial because it's a cross on government land. And actually, the Court of Appeals found it after 100 years now. It's unconstitutional, and they even suggested cutting the arms off the cross as a way to not offend people. So we're at the Supreme Court. We argued it in February, and we'll probably get a decision in late June. So we're probably within the last month. And this is a huge case, not just because of this memorial, but because if they tear this memorial down, they've got to go into Arlington Cemetery. It's only 2 miles away, and there's large freestanding crosses there. And it would begin a religious cleansing around the country that I don't think people even realize how pervasive and how extensive it would be. And so we're trying to turn bad for good. We not only want to win, we asked the court to stop all of these ridiculous attacks, whether it's on veterans' memorials or whether it's on, a nativity scene or a menorah. Or we said the founders would have no problem with any of these things, and it's really because of some bad case law back in the 70s that these attacks have been happening through all of our lives. And so we've asked the court to change all that. And so I would encourage your listeners to be in prayer, because I feel like we had 5 votes for that in the oral argument, but there's all kinds of, I'm sure, pressure and things going on. And so until that decision is handed down, we're not going to know what we get. But we could very easily have sort of the turning of 50 years of really bad, hostile, anti-religious freedom law turn to a very positive for the next 30 or 40 years, depending upon how they rule in this case.
Folks, we really need to hold that up in prayer and, you know, pray that these justices would really embrace the Constitution in a more powerful way than ever, because the last thing we need is a bunch of contractors with sandblasters in Arlington National Cemetery, or any other cemetery for that matter, sandblasting off crosses and, I guess, Star of David that might be on some of the memorials there. So, man, that's what could happen, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier itself says, known but to God. And again, our opponents would say, you can't put that there. And then there's large freestanding crosses in Arlington. There's a 24-foot tall cross of sacrifice given to us by Canada. There's the Argonne Cross. But that's just the beginning. Everybody listening has, you know, crosses or a Star of David or something in their local community, and all that would come into play. You'd see bulldozers and sandblasters everywhere.
Wow. Well, speaking about that veterans memorial from World War One, something a little bit more recent. My era, I was a veteran of this era, and POA MIA memorial. Tell us about that.
The you know, a lot of people have seen the POW MIA tables, you know, memorial tables. Mm-hmm. It's like a round table, and they'll put a little flag and a place setting and a rose, and you know, it's kind of a, you know, for them to come back, kind yes. of an image, and there's a Bible on that as well, and there's one in New Hampshire, Manchester, New Hampshire, that was donated by the MIA POW group there that we represent, and the Bible, they didn't just pick a regular Bible, they actually have a Bible that was a 95-year-old World War II veteran's Bible that he had when he was in captivity. And it's in a. You can see it if you go to our website. You can see it's in an enclosed case, a glass case to protect it. Well, unbelievably, a group that calls themselves the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, Mikey Weinstein, who's really just anti-religious, filed a lawsuit to try to force the VA to remove the Bible from the POW MIA table, which is just outrageous. And good news is the VA is standing its ground, and we are certainly going to stand our ground and fight this, but this is the kind of nonsense that's going on today to try to change our country to something it never was. The idea that a guy who spent, you know, 9 months in a German prison camp, and this is his Bible that got him through it, and that can't be part of the POW MIA display, it's just outrageous.
Where is this display? Is it inside?
Yes. It's inside. It's in the VA in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's just amazing when we hear these things. And, folks, this is why, you know, we have got to. I hope you'll go to firstliberty.org and you can see that display. But just take a look at all the things that we are attacking. I was talking earlier, Kelly, last hour about, you know, Chick-fil-A coming under attack.
And yes.
You know, what is happening there, and when we think of all in the name of really political correctness, there are going to be small business owners, and Chick-fil-A heard two airports now saying no Chick-fil-A, and it's just over and over again, the military, the religious freedoms. You got a couple cases, a couple things, another case that you haven't really begun work on yet, but you're planning to. What, tell us about that.
Well, we've had a bunch of these lawsuits that we're going to have to file that are all over the country, where they're in senior living facilities. They're telling the seniors that they can't, you know, they'll typically have a common room that anybody can use. They just put in to use it for a certain time. And they're being told numerous places. We've got a case now in Virginia, in Florida, there's in Michigan, there's cases in California, where they're telling them they can't use it if they want to have a Bible study, or if they want to sing gospel songs, or if they want to talk about their faith. And, of course, a lot of these people can't go anywhere. I mean, they're either not physically able, or maybe they have early onset Alzheimer's or something else. And the idea to tell them that they can never have another religious service or religious gathering the rest of their life is not only morally wrong and illegal, but it's just horrible. I can't even imagine. And so we're representing a guy by the name of Ken Haugie. We'll be filing that lawsuit later this week, who is a retired minister, and a lot of the people in his senior living facility said, hey, would you be willing to do a Bible study because we can't get out? And he said, sure, I'll just put in to use the common area room. And they said, no, you can't use it if you're going to do something religious in there. And he said, well, okay, well, I guess I'll just do it in my own apartment. They have now sent him a letter, Dan, that says, I mean, I'm not kidding you. This is, you can look at our website and read it. He will be evicted if he holds a Bible study in his own apartment.
Wow.
So this is the kind of stuff going on in these senior living facilities. It's housing discrimination on the basis of religion. It's illegal. But we've got to put an end to this because this affects millions and millions of our seniors. And it affects pretty much everybody. We've all got somebody that's in one of these facilities, and we'll all probably be in one of these facilities in the future. And we've got to make sure that this attempt to sort of shut down all religious freedom is never gotten away with, and that we put an end to it.
Folks, I hope you'll come alongside us and support this incredible work. And look, I say this all the time, and I tell people this that I meet around the country as I do my town hall meetings. But Kelly Shackelford has never asked me one time if he could be on the air to try to raise some support. It's not something that he's ever done, and doesn't need to, because I'm going to try to step in ahead of that if we can. God has raised up an incredible megaphone that he has given us on 650 stations around the country for 3 hours every day, and we're going to put that to good use. And we just really hope that you will support. You know, I wouldn't ask you to support anything that I don't believe in, that I don't support. And Yvonne and I are grateful that we have a work like this out there that we can support. And, you know, Kelly, as a former military guy, I remember it was unheard of. Whether we liked it or not, we had to go to church service. We didn't have a choice. There was no option. You could choose what you wanted. You could go to a Catholic church, a Protestant church, or a synagogue. But you had to go. And we've gone from that to we don't want any parts of it. And it isn't the chaplains. It isn't the chaplains that don't want this. But we're fighting, and you're fighting every day now to protect our freedoms, our religious freedoms, to our military men and women as well. And I want to have you back and talk about that as well. And what's going on with Chick-fil-A and so many other things.
Yes.
But I really want people to go to firstliberty.org. Kelly, I appreciate your work so much. We appreciate what you're doing. We hope that God gives you much grace so that you can all stay in the fight for many, many years.
Well, thank you, Dan, and thank you for your support. And I'll say I so appreciate you and your listeners that what I've asked them to put up, and I just looked and they have put it up. Anybody who goes to our website right now at firstliberty.org, the first thing that'll pop up, it'll be if you would like a free...
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. Great to be here. We're going to get to phones. Listen, congressional switchboard number... once again, 202-224-3121. Keep that number near your phone. You're going to need it between now and the next election. 202-224-3121. All you've got to do is ask for your representative. They'll put you through to their office. And again, we're going to need that a lot. But we need to call these Republican senators and get a fire under them, if that's possible. You know, there's five or six of them that are going to vote with Democrats. They want, you know, the Democrats set their agenda in their mind, they're going to vote for it. You know, they don't care much about border protection or any of that stuff. They're not worried about it. All right, let me go to phones. Let me go to Victoria. Victoria calling us from Texas. Hey, Victoria.
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
I'm good, thank you.
First, I just wanted to thank you for everything you do. I listen to your show, and you're just very impressive. So that was my first comment.
Thank you.
My second comment is I'm so glad that you're on here giving out that number to Washington. I'm just going to let you know that I've already called Mitt Romney, but I plan on calling everyone and doing exactly what you say, because we cannot sit by any longer thinking somebody else is going to do it or take care of this. We have got to come together and get this done and tell these people they're either a Republican or a Democrat.
Yep.
So if they're a Democrat, go ahead and say so, but don't ride on a Republican ticket anymore.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't understand how it's even in my own experience, it seems like the people that help you the most are the ones that's hated the most. But, you know, we expect this because their Bible tells us these things as well, just like they hated Jesus. So Donald Trump has done so much for this country, and I can't believe that Christians, especially Christians, go against Donald Trump and what he's done for this country. And, again, I guess the Bible tells us these things, but I'm so glad that you are on here telling people to call. We have got to pull together, and we just can't emphasize that enough, and get these people out of office who don't want to go. I mean, the Democrats always stay together. They get stuff done because they are all equally pretty much hateful. So why can't Republicans pull it together and get this stuff done? So, you know, that's my comment, and bless you, and have a blessed show and a blessed career.
Thank you so much, Victoria. I appreciate that. That is a great encouragement. Thank you. And I hope everybody else listened to Victoria. She is absolutely right, man. We need to stand together and stand up. We need to call that number, 202-224-3121. That's the congressional switchboard. All you got to do is ask for Romney, Lee, Blount, maybe just your Rand Paul, Collins, Murkowski, Tillis, North Carolina. We got a lot of people in all those states, and they need to be calling and saying. You know, it's very interesting. She was talking about President Trump. Article, CNBC.com. This is C, let me emphasize, NBC. Workers, I'm reading from the article, workers at the lower end of the pay scale finally get the most. It's the first time during an economic recovery that began, well, I would argue this, 2009. That the bottom half of earners are benefiting more than the top half. Would somebody tell that to everybody else? You know, this was, remember, these people are going to starve. Remember all the congressional leadership. People are going to die because of this tax bill. I'll tell you who's going to die. All the Democrats that said people were going to die because they're not real happy right now with CNBC putting out the truth, putting out the numbers. So they're, you know, this is all for the upper end. And Kevin Brady, Steve Scalise, Donald Trump, the people that cobbled together this tax plan and got it through said, look, you're just wrong. This is going to benefit the least of our working class. It's going to benefit them more than anybody else. And now we are seeing that. And nothing, we're not hearing anything from Democrats, which would be expected. But let me ask you something. Are you hearing anything from Republicans? No, of course you're not. Well, we don't want to upset the Democrats. They're good people. We don't want, look, they, you know, they've got all this media on their side, and, you know, we don't need to rub their nose in it. Really? I'm not talking about rubbing their nose in the Democrats, although they have to be reminded. I'm talking about opening the ears of voters. And if you're not going to do it, you're just going to depend on people like me to do it? Oh, well. Let me go to Delancey from Florida. Hey, Delancey.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful, Dan. I'd just like to say, man, I enjoy your show. I just started listening to it on 94.1 here out of Tallahassee, Florida. And I just would like to make a comment. I'm United States Marine Corps retired, and I just don't understand. Of course, I'm a Christian man, a believer in Jesus Christ. I don't understand people that speak bad about the highest person in the land, which is President Donald Trump. I don't understand it. Jesus Christ made authority, our Lord and Savior. He made authority in Romans. It says that he set authority in order. Yes. But not only that, Dan, authority that he set in order is to get rid of wickedness and evil. That's why he made it. That's why we have military. That's why we have cops. That's why we have sheriffs, to get rid of all that evil and wickedness. But I just don't believe that certain people would vote for certain, whether you Democrat, Republican, Independent. Why would you vote for something that you know is wrong in the eyes? Because to me, Dan, this is all, and it's just me, my opinion. I believe when you vote for something like abortion, you're sowing a seed, and you're going to have to stand before our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and explain to him why you voted and made that bad seed in the ground. Because you know seed grow, whether it grows bad or, you know, or whether it does not come up, but seeds grow. So I just don't understand that, Mr. Dan. I just don't.
Well, I'm with you 100%, and your words are an encouragement to many, encouragement to me, and you're absolutely right. You know, look, I have been critical of some policies. I have embraced and praised other policies. I do know this, and I said this long before the presidential election, the 2 years leading up to it. I said, look, as you mentioned, God in Romans 11, God has ordained all authority. And if we believe that that is the inerrant word of God, we've got to believe that this is ordained of God. And God used unrighteous men for his righteous purposes all through Scripture. I'm not saying President Trump is an unrighteous man. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying when people say, well, you know, he's not a Christian, or he's not this, or he's not that. It doesn't matter what he is. What matters is that he's the man that God has put there for his purposes. And he is about the business of trying to accomplish those purposes. And everybody is, you know, they're not standing behind him. And it's sad to see. You know, if you're a Democrat, of course you don't stand behind him. I get it. I understand it. You're worried about your own ideology and your own things and what you're trying to do. And I get that. But what I don't get is you ran on a Republican ticket, and you're not going to support the party. You're not going to support what is right and what is trying to happen. What this president is trying to do is protect America. And for some reason, you can't see that. I don't know. It's not that difficult to see. But apparently it is. If you live in this bubble of Washington where you have your blinders of hatred and ideology on, you can't see it. I get that. But it is sad. And we've got to motivate them. And that's why I gave that phone number out. Let's motivate them to stand up for what is right for America. End of story. Nothing else matters. Let's stand up for what is right for America and what is right in the eyes of God. And that's all we should be thinking about. Thank you, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, yes, sir, Mr. Dan. I just would like to say, and this is just an encouragement, I'm not trying to prophesy, I think President Trump going to win in 2020. I just believe he's going to win because everything is against him. But I do believe Jesus Christ is for him. I do believe that. There's no way he cannot be. There's no way that man can get to that position without the help of Jesus Christ.
No doubt about it, brother. I'm with you.
Hey, I appreciate you, Dan, and I listen to your show like I just started listening to it. And I just want to let you know you're doing a good job. Blessings be upon you and your family, man, forevermore.
Thank you so much, and same to you. God bless you, Delancey. Great stuff. 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. So, look, if you live in Ohio, Utah, Missouri, Kentucky, Maine, Alaska, we have listeners and viewers in every one of those states in North Carolina, and you need to be calling the congressional switchboard and tell your senator to get on the stick. Either get on the stick or get out. Either vote for America or go somewhere else. Don't run for office if you're not going to stand up for what you took an oath to uphold. Go somewhere else. Yeah, but I don't like the man. It doesn't matter what you like. You ran to uphold the Constitution of the United States and do what is right in the Constitution, in the eyes of God, and for the...
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
Welcome back. We've got another hour and 15 minutes, another hour and 10 minutes left. If you want to queue your call up, do it, 844 844- 707-5533. It sure is nice being on the phones and not worried about this delay. Ah, it's great to be back in the studio. 844-707-5533. So it looks like Canada's markets are dipping as well, along with ours, as would be expected. We're so intertwined. So Canadian markets down as well. They stand to lose a little bit more if we continue to get hurt by more prolonged tariffs. I think Canada ought to be worried about what Canada and the U.S. is doing. If they're being hurt, it's primarily due to probably what they're not doing there. We still don't have Canada signing on to this new trade agreement between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Mexico signed on. We've already heard from Congress this morning here in the U.S. They're not going to put it to a vote. Of course they're not. They're not going to give this president a victory. That's the last thing they're going to do. So this is that do-nothing Congress that I talked about. It doesn't matter because it's going to be over shortly at the end of in November of 2020. I'm sure that Republicans are going to win a majority again, because I am absolutely certain that after what we've seen in these last 2 years, that we're not going to sit back and stay home from the polls again. Yes, it's not just about re-electing President Trump. That's not it at all. It's also about the idea that we've got to gain control of the House of Representatives, or all the pro-growth plan in the world is pretty worthless if you can't get anything done from a legislative perspective. And we got to win this House of Representatives big. Let's not elect any more socialist, Marxist, fascists into the Congress, please. We don't need any more anti-Semitic views. We don't need more divisiveness into the House of Representatives. Can we make sure that we vote that out as quickly as we voted it in? Can we just chalk it up for losing our minds for a moment and staying home and not going to the polls? We've got to get to the polls and make sure this doesn't happen again. So it's critically important as we think about the pro-growth agenda that we've enjoyed for the last year and a half. We've got to continue to enjoy. And the only way that's going to happen is we're okay. We can probably hang on by the skin of our teeth with no legislation happening between now and the next election. That's fine. But we can't go another cycle with no legislative process happening. So it is time to make sure that we decide. Now, maybe you want to be a socialist. Maybe you want to have a dictatorship. Maybe you want to have a monarchy. Maybe you want to have a fascist communist regime. Maybe that's something that sounds appealing to you. That's fine. But you are in the minority, if it is. And you're welcome to go vote for that because you're in the minority. But you will quickly not be a minority if everybody else stays at home. So your victory that you had last November was a temporary one, as we decided to rest on our laurels a little bit. And we're very excited that we got the president that we wanted. So we need to keep that in mind. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Ron. Ron's calling us from Ohio. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just appreciate what you do.
Thanks.
Called in a couple times, but I only get to listen on occasion, but I just got a little concern for you. I just hope you don't, you know, we all appreciate what you do and like to help and everything, but don't want you to extend yourself too much and affect your health or your family or anything like that. So
well,
we appreciate the effort, but, you know, take care of yourself and your family, too.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate you saying that. And, you know, sometimes I need that reminder. Sometimes the Lord smacks me across the head with a 2x4 and wakes me up as well. But I get where you're coming from. And you know, we have a great opportunity here at Financial Issues. And every week I get someone tugging on me to do something or to get out of this, what I'm doing now.
Brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by.
Maybe a little less on the other. And I asked him the other day, how do I know they're biblically responsible? And he said, you know, he hadn't really asked that question that he would, and he's going to do that. But do you have any cautions about something like that? Or
yeah. Well, none of them are biblically responsible. I know Voya, and none of them are. They're not biblically responsible. But, you know, aside from that, I don't know. I don't know what you want to accomplish with your 401k. But if you're doing it for the income and you want to go into annuities, that's what he's offering. He might not have used that word or might not have said it, might have only talked about funds. But keep in mind, and I say this to everybody listening, it's got nothing to do with your financial advisor, it's got nothing to do with Voya or any other mutual fund company. But keep in mind, when illustrations are being made for you, for anybody, they are going back. Because we don't know what the future holds, but we can look at funds and see what the history has been. And that gives us a little bit of insight, not tremendous amount, it gives us a little bit of insight. And when they're running illustrations, they're always picking the best funds when they run an illustration. And so what they're saying is 10 years ago, these are the funds I would have put you in. Or they're saying, these are the funds that have had a great track record for the last 10 years, so I'm going to put you in those funds. Doesn't mean they're going to have a good track record for the next 10 years. As a matter of fact, it oftentimes means just the opposite. They're already the ones that have made the list or on top. Sometimes they're as high as they're ever going to be, and they've got nowhere to go but down. So I'm not saying that is the case. I'm just saying that we always have to be cautious about that. But if you want to be biblically responsible, you're probably going to have to take a very, very different approach. But one of those approaches needs to be that you're going to be, if you want income, which it sounds like you do, since that's what they suggested to you, but if you want income, I would say that you're very, very well diversified, that you're in a number of individual kinds of things so that you have that diversification. You don't have all your money in you know, any one pot. You're not depending upon the insurance company or with an annuity product, that you're well diversified in some individual things so that you can be not only get some security out of the diversification, but have an opportunity to manage the diversification. So if you have one stock in all of your stocks, maybe you have 35 stocks and you have one that is up 40%, you have the freedom to sell out of it and pocket that. Because again, there's a stock that has already risen to the top. Maybe it has nowhere to go, and you sell out of it and you pick up something that might be closer to the bottom, but yet still paying good income. So I think it takes a little, when you're managing for income, there's a lot more to think about. When did you say you were going to retire, Ron?
I have retired.
Oh, you have retired.
April,
okay.
Yeah. April 1st.
So it's critically important. The one part that I do agree with, I think it's important that you roll it out of where you are. But, you know, the reason why I tell people to roll it out of where they are is so they have the world of investments open to them that they can diversify in. You don't want to be limited. So you don't want to move it into something that is a limited situation like an annuity where you're back to where you are right now, very limited as to what you can do and how you diversify. That would be a mistake. You want the freedom of liquidity. You want to get out overnight if you need to. and you want the freedom to say, you know what, I'm putting it all in a money market or a CD for 6 months till the dust settles and what crisis might be going on. So just be very, very careful and well thought out in that diversification process. Sorry, Ron, I got to run here. I'm up against the end of this hour. Folks, I sure do appreciate all of you being with us. If you've got to leave us, remember, all that you have is his. Let's stand before him someday, be found a good and faithful steward with all that we have. A lot more financial...
The opinion.